Her feelings are not an attack. Do you struggle when she comes to you and say to her things like, your feelings are overwhelming? Or do you say, you're always saying that to me? Or, you're always attacking me. Why are you always attacking me? Or, are you always saying the same thing over and over again to me, expecting a different result? I've heard you once, why are you saying it again? Now, none of those responses are really going to connect you to her, are they? And I get as a man that it seems like when she comes to you, it's an attack. But the reality is, often she's been thinking about those very things for like 2 weeks or more. And she's been wondering how she's going to approach you without it being offensive to you or getting the wrong reaction for you. And of course, if she's doing this over and over again and getting these wrong reactions from you, what she's slowly learning is, in her experience as a woman, you don't care. Now, I don't think there's any guy on the planet that wants his woman to feel like that. But if you're doing these standardized responses that men often feel, that's exactly what she's going to feel. So you need to understand that she's been thinking about it for all this period of time. Her levels of anxiety about it have been going up and up and up. So when she finally says it to you, it is probably going to come out wrong. And I'm not saying that she can't learn to approach you in a nicer way or from her feminine state. She can. But I'm really talking to you guys here right now. And so for us, we need to be able to step into the masculine state and hear these discussions that she likes to have with you as a call for help, a call for love from her, a call for understanding, a call for you to just listen. Too often men hear these things, and then because we are these problem solvers, you want to come up with a very quick and easy solution to her problem. She doesn't want you to provide her with a solution. She just wants you to listen. I'll say it again. She just wants you to listen to her. Because listening, she can offload her feelings. And when she offloads her feelings to you, she feels much better. But not if you're blocking and coming up with all these different defenses to her emotions. Because for a woman, she is her emotions. And when you block her emotions, you're blocking her, you're blocking her love. And you might as well just say out loud to her, I don't love you. Now, as I said before, I'm sure that's not the message you want to give her, but you have to learn to do this differently. And the problem is, right now in our culture, those four responses are epidemic from men. And that's why 80% of women file for divorce and 20% of men don't. So change how you're experiencing her coming to you, and you'll get a very different response from her. That's the path back to love. Now, if you need assistance, and I would say that you do, because 99.9% of men do need assistance with this, book a discovery call with us. It's very easy. There's a link on my TikTok profile. Click on that, book a discovery call. Doesn't matter whether you're in the United States or in Australia or anywhere in the world, in fact, because we'll do it over Zoom with you and show you clearly how you can change this dynamic. I'm sure you like that, right?